Here's a story about Frank.
Frank was a friendly middle-aged man, but Dr. Mitchell most remembered his mustache. Bushy and gray, it shook when Frank spoke about the pain in his back.
Frank is not a real person. He's a Trojan horse, if you will, carrying information. And Frank's story communicates guidelines from the American College of Emergency Physicians, guidelines intended to stop doctors from overprescribing painkillers.
Frank's story and exam did not raise flags for serious conditions, but he still seemed uncomfortable. Although Dr. Mitchell preferred non-opioid therapies, she chose to try one dose of Percocet and watch for any improvement. Frank's pain disappeared.
That's Austin Kalaru, a recent graduate of the University of Pennsylvania's medical school who worked on this research. The work tackles a big problem. Why don't doctors adopt the latest scientific guidelines?
There's lots of literature showing that doctors do a pretty terrible job when it comes to following guidelines. Our hypothesis was that, well, once we have information that we know is evidence-based, we could use stories as a way to make that information sticky and to get doctors to actually remember the evidence.
So Mizell and his team put some doctors to the test. Half got the story you heard and half got the plain old guidelines. After an hour, researchers asked them to share what they remembered.
The results were really astonishing. The level of recall for people who had just read the guideline itself was really quite low, almost to the point that we got quite a few responses where people were making up entirely new recommendations that had not been contained in the original guideline because they felt like they should have remembered something.
So stories one, guidelines zero. And there's science to back up the stickiness of stories. Princeton University professor Uri Hassan studies the neuroscience of storytelling.
And what we find over and over and over is that these stories are really powerful for the brain.
Hassan looks at what happens inside our brains when we hear a story, one that we can relate to. He finds that stories activate parts of the brain associated with memory, parts not activated by information that's easier to tune out.
These are very effective stimuli to induce memories in people.
Memory is one thing, but changing habits is another. So what Kalaru and Mizell want to study next is whether stories can affect doctors' behavior, like registering for their state's prescription drug monitoring program. Maybe they'll use Frank and his bushy mustache. For The Pulse, I'm Laura Benchoff.